Insurgents often attack Iraq's pipelines and other key oil facilities, leaving them in flames. The damage is frustrating efforts to rebuild Iraq's crucial oil industry, which is the most important sector of the nation's economy. Iraq currently produces around 2.5 million barrels of oil a day, far below its potential. Iraq's oil minister, Hussein al-Sharistani, wants to change that.
Our current plan is to increase production of crude oil over the coming 5 years to between 4 and 4.5 million barrels a day.
Al-Sharistani says he hopes to quickly make deals with major foreign oil companies and use their advanced technology to help Iraq reach its huge potential. But former Iraqi oil minister Issam al-Shalabi says the dangerous security situation has kept all but some small foreign oil companies out of the country.
There's no way that any company, any proper company, being an international oil company, a national oil company, or anybody who have some sense in his mind, wouldn't be willing to go into Iraq, invest money, and develop those areas.
Al-Shalabi says major oil companies like ExxonMobil or Shell are also discouraged by uncertainties over Iraq's proposed laws governing their industry. The political situation is complicated by the uneven distribution of Iraq's oil. The bulk of the petroleum is in the southern part of the country, mostly populated by Shiites. Some Shiite leaders are pressing for autonomy for their region. Another portion of the oil is in northern Iraq, where many Kurds live. The area already enjoys considerable autonomy from the central government. The center of the country is thought to contain much less oil, and it's home to Sunni Arabs who ruled the nation under Saddam Hussein. Each of the Iraqi factions is bargaining hard for laws that favor their access to this crucial resource. Iraq's new constitution says the nation's oil belongs to all Iraqis, but the rival factions interpret the document in different ways. Kurds have already signed agreements with small foreign oil companies searching for new oil. But Iraq's oil minister al-Sharistani says such contracts should be signed or approved by the central government. That prompted the prime minister of the Kurdistan region of northern Iraq, Nechirvan Barzani, to threaten to break away from the country, and prompted visiting U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to try to smooth things over with Kurdistan President Masoud Barzani.
As for the revenues of oil, as it has been stipulated in the Constitution, we are with a fair distribution of the oil revenues all over Iraq.
The Kurdish leader did not repeat his colleague's strong rhetoric in public. Meantime, the Kurdistan Regional Legislature has been working on a new petroleum law, while the central government has been working on a new hydrocarbon law. It is not clear if these different pieces of legislation will resolve the dispute between the central government and the Kurdistan Regional Government, or ease friction over oil between Sunni and Shiites in the south. But an influential study of Iraq by leading U.S. experts called an oil law guaranteeing equitable distribution of revenues crucial to national reconciliation. Experts say clarifying the legal status of foreign oil companies will make it easier for Iraq to attract the foreign expertise and technology needed to rebuild the oil industry. Iraq has opened some new facilities, like this refinery in Najaf, with ceremony and heavy security.
God willing, this refinery could process 30,000 barrels a day.
If political disputes are solved and security improved, many experts say Iraq could eventually produce about 6 million barrels of crude oil per day. Former oil minister al-Shalabi says current high oil prices mean a healthy oil industry could bring in $100 billion a year in revenue, enough to easily rebuild the oil sector and fund reconstruction of much of the rest of the troubled nation. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.